This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Now, there's no doubt that nurses, doctors have been weaponized for partisan political purposes amidst this coronavirus outbreak. Of course, we had widespread media coverage a few weeks ago of these nurses standing in front of anti-lockdown protesters holding signs. The media portrayed it as if these protesters, or the nurses, I'm sorry, were blocking the traffic, were blocking the protesters, preventing them from driving in their vehicles. When you actually saw the videos of that, it was nothing like that. It was a photo op. They literally would stand in front of the vehicle for 5 seconds with the sign. The guy would take the picture, then they'd walk off. It was nothing like it was presented by the media. Well, now Project Veritas reports CBS News this morning aired fake COVID-19 drive-through testing site line of cars. We have yet another example of media fakery as it relates to this outbreak. And here's the clip that they put out on Twitter earlier today.
You're telling me, you're 100% certain that CBS News, CBS News Corporation, National, staged a fake event. They faked the news. They faked the reality and broadcasted that to all of their audience last Friday on CBS This Morning.
100%, absolutely.
Only six states have reported more cases than Michigan, but fewer than 2% of its people have been tested for the virus. In our series on the state of coronavirus testing, Adriana Diaz shows how Michigan is trying to improve a system that has failed some of its people.
But the governor says testing above all else will help determine when to fully reopen.
Apparently, the news crew wanted more people in the line. Because they knew it was
scheduled. Well, we knew they were coming. We had no clue that we were going to have to, like, do fake patients.
Did she tell you guys, like, hey, you're not actually getting tested?
Yeah, she did. Well, just to make it look easy, because the news that they were up there.
That's crazy. Well, I didn't see you guys do the swab at all. I just saw you talking with them. And then I was talking with
you
the other girl.
There were a couple of real patients, which made it worse.
They probably just wanted it to look busy. It's my guess.
Is this the fake line?
Yes. Yep. That's it.
So the people in the cars are not patients?
Majority of them. I do know from talking with the testers that one or two of them were real patients, which added to their frustration because this line sat there for a while so they could organize the shot.
So they've made a line of cars with medical personnel on the cars as opposed to patients?
Correct.
And the viewer does not know that?
Correct. You shouldn't be afraid to say the truth, because in the end, you know, truth always wins.
So obviously the narrative here that they're trying to spin, of course, is that the Trump administration is not keeping up with demand for testing for coronavirus, that they can't meet demand, that they're incompetent. So they literally stage a scene where they have multiple people trying to get tested for coronavirus. Only two of the people in that line were actually being tested, and the rest were plants put there by CBS News. And now they've had to admit that today in light of this Project Veritas expose. Of course, we also had CNN's Chris Cuomo, headline CNN's Chris Cuomo, emergence from basement compared to infamous Brian Williams' Iraq moment, where he made a big song and dance, because he's an incessant drama queen, about emerging from his basement having self-isolated due to catching coronavirus. Turns out, of course, as Fox News reports, he was previously involved in a heated altercation that took place outside his second property in a completely different area of the Hamptons over the Easter weekend, where he had a fight with a bicyclist who filed a police complaint. So he claimed that he was emerging from his corona basement and that it was the first time he'd come out of the basement. CNN broadcast this. It was then pointed out he'd been outside arguing with people, as he loves to do, a week before that. So it was completely staged, the idea that this was the first time he was emerging from his basement. Yet another example of media staging when it comes to this coronavirus outbreak. Going to wrap it up for now. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our guest, Andrew Tate, on the other side. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
And we are back talking about this virus, which seems to be circulating the world over the past few months. You've probably heard about it. Had an article up on Summit.news a couple of days ago, again, in context of social distancing. Heathrow boss says social distancing will never work at airports. Heathrow boss John Holland Kay warns that social distancing measures would never work at airports because queues to board flights would be a kilometre long. They're expecting us to go through this. I talked about them putting markings on the pavement, on the sidewalk earlier, as if anyone's going to abide by that, especially in crowded cities. It's practically impossible. When will this madness end? The British public has been repeatedly told that even after the lockdown ends, they will have to practice social distancing, standing 2 metres away from the nearest person for months or even years into the future. This is impossible. Most notably, London's transport system, which is notoriously crowded virtually all the time. In fact, during the height of these infections in London, in the United Kingdom, the people pouring off the subway trains, the trains in London, no social distancing going on there. How is this even enforceable? It's not. Well, now the CEO of Heathrow Airport has poured cold water on the idea that social distancing could be practiced inside airports. He said, forget social distancing, it won't work in aviation or any other form of public transport. The problem is not the plane, it's the lack of space in the airport. The largest passenger plane, the A380, seats 500 people. So the notion that those people could keep 2 meters distance as they board the plane just isn't feasible. Now he's calling on Prime Minister Boris Johnson to come up with a common international standard of alternative solutions, because that solution is just not going to cut it. Because we had the article, which was discussed earlier, South African data analysts, lockdown will lead to 20 times more deaths than coronavirus. This is what I've been banging on about for the past 3 weeks, with top cancer experts in the UK and other countries saying, not only will the cure be worse than the virus, it will kill more people. The economic impact will kill more people because it leads to poverty, which leads to economic destitution, which leads to death. The Data Analyst Consortium in South Africa asserts that the economic consequences of the country's lockdown will lead to 29 times more people dying than the coronavirus itself. The model, which is made public today, was developed by a consortium calling itself PANDA, Pandemic Data Analysis, which includes 4 actuaries. These are the people who do actuaries for insurance companies, an economist and a doctor, while the work was checked by lawyers and mathematicians. This is reported by the Financial Mail out of South Africa. According to the research, the 29 times figure is a conservative estimate, that could be way higher, of how many lives will be lost due to the impact of poverty caused by economic hardship over the long term. And they go on to explain, I think they actually used the data from New York and transposed it onto South Africa because New York has more data. They estimate 5.4 years of life have been lost for COVID-19 death. They then multiply this by the range of deaths which they predict 20,000, as well as the Actuarial Society's prediction of 88,000 fatalities. They factor in that the lockdown will have reduced some deaths, but not all. In the end, their model translated into a minimum 26,800 years of lives lost due to COVID-19 and a maximum of 473,000 years. Absolutely incredible. The model shows that the number of years lost due to the economic collapse caused by the lockdown will be between 14 million and 24 million, which means the 29 times figure is on the low end and could be even higher. The model also showed that based on European data, 90% of COVID deaths were in people 70 or older with one or more comorbidity, with the relative risk to the young and healthy being negligible. Again, if you look, and I'm going to talk about, let me know if we have our guest, by the way. I'm going to talk about this later. If you look at the people wearing masks in the parks where I live, most of the people out wearing masks are young people aged 25 to 40. The elderly people out in the parks or outside are not wearing masks. This mask has become like a status symbol for people to feel superior to you. They've got this kind of smugness behind them. I'm going to talk about that with Andrew Tate because he's waiting on the line. Kickboxing world champion, entrepreneur, and all-round G. The website is cobratate.com. Andrew, welcome back.
It's been a while, man. It's been a while.
Been too long. How's lockdown going? You had coronavirus, right?
Yeah. You know what, though? Let me tell you something. Everyone's had coronavirus. The logic deduction is that everybody's had coronavirus. I refuse to believe that a disease in which 4 out of 5 symptoms, the people who do get sick show flu-like symptoms, was instantly detected by the World Health Organization. I refuse to believe that, which means it's been around for a long time, nobody knew, which means it's been all around the world, which means we've already all had the virus, which means this lockdown's a waste of time. That's my conclusion.
Well, there's actually evidence that came out yesterday which suggested that it was in, people had it in France, I think as far back as October. So there's now new evidence suggesting that it was circulating around the world long before we knew about it, and maybe even before it was in China. But you went to Sweden. I talk about Sweden a lot, not always for the best reasons, but they actually got something right. This is how for the first time in human history, this is how bad other governments have failed. Of course, they had no lockdown. Now they've got almost herd immunity. They didn't shut down their economy. Their economy is not going to be on its knees for the next 3 years like every other European country. And their death rate is lower per capita than the UK's death rate. Their R rate, which is the rate of infection, is below 1. You went to Sweden. Tell us what you saw, because it looks like they got it right.
Yeah, they absolutely did get it right. And not only do you see that things are open and life is completely as normal, nobody's wearing a mask, all the cafes are full, people are having coffee, the parks are full, people are walking around, and their view is very similar to mine. They said, listen, this virus has probably been around longer than we knew, and it's probably already got to Sweden, and we were fine, and now everyone's being hypochondriac. So for the first time in history, the Swedes got something right. And Stockholm's business is normal. Absolutely business as usual. So it was pretty impressive to see.
Now, because they relied on their own population to follow these social distancing rules, whether you believe they actually have any effect or not. I talked about evidence earlier suggesting that you have to be in prolonged close proximity with someone to transmit this disease. So this entire idea of us needing to remain 2 meters apart, which is practically impossible in terms of transport systems, in terms of airports, as the boss of Heathrow said. They had that going on. Of course, now you've got a situation with the mask. But in terms of Sweden, the UK, the polls show our population is still completely terrified by this coronavirus. They've been terrorized by weeks and weeks of government media hysteria. In Sweden, they said, we're going to trust the population to keep social distancing. They did it, apart from in the migrant ghetto areas, which apparently nobody cares about enforcing it in those areas. What does it say about Sweden that their population is less terrified than the UK's population? How much of an experiment in mass conformity for the government has this been?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, this is the common cold tied in with a power grab. And it's pretty, even I'm surprised by how quickly and how easily people have instantly cowered and said, oh, okay, all right, we'll give up our livelihoods. I mean, it's okay for me and it's okay for a few others who have money, but imagine you're sacrificing a business you've worked on your whole life to for this disease, which in all reality, all the data is showing is far less deadly than anything they've ever told us it was, or far less deadly than most things you can catch on a normal day. We're never going to live life bacteria-free. We're never going to be able to wander through the world without worrying about catching some kind of virus. That's not the goal of the human experience. We need a health service will take care of us if we're sick, which we have, and then we need to carry on with our lives and get things done. The whole lockdown is a waste of time. It's crazy.
This is what Bill Maher talked about. It's as if after March 2020, humanity stopped having immune systems. Now we're literally being told you'll have to be in a pod to fly on an airplane. You have to be in a pod to go to a restaurant. They've got images of people sat in greenhouses saying, oh, look how trendy and cozy it is. No, walking around in a giant de facto pod is not trendy or cozy. That's a massive inconvenience. Again, this social distancing is BS, according to all the new studies coming out. I'm going to get into it more on the other side with Andrew Tate, CobraTate.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
Are we live? Back with Andrew Tate, CobraTate.com. Now, Andrew obviously does a lot of things. Little known fact is that he's partially to blame for the downfall of Western masculinity because he runs these cam girl studios where simps throw beta books at thoughts. And Andrew, I guess business is booming right now, right?
Business has at least tripled since the lockdown. So if the Western world's going to fall apart, it can at least make me rich on its way down. So I try my very, very best to, you know, some of these guys, the girls will say to them, look, why don't you just go out and get a girlfriend, et cetera, but these guys, they want to live this way. They want to send money to girls online and the girls work for me. So yeah, business is doing very well.
Yeah, I covered a story a few weeks ago where OnlyFans was saying that their signups have been the fastest ever, both in terms of customers and people going on OnlyFans and performing. So, yeah, business is obviously booming in that sector because everybody's staying inside. I want to get into masks. Now, in the UK, unlike the US, areas of the US at least, it's not the law to wear masks. You don't have to wear masks anywhere. That's not in the social distancing lockdown laws. From what I've seen, though, on my allotted 1 hour of daily exercise out in the park, you see all kinds of different people, all kinds of different ages. This mask, it's become kind of a status symbol of smugness adopted by, you know, cringe normies to make themselves feel superior to you because they probably have a massive inferiority complex. I've noticed elderly people who are susceptible to coronavirus, people who have pre-existing conditions, which is fair enough, wear a mask. I totally understand that. They're not wearing the masks. The people wearing the masks are aged 25 to 40, and I tweeted about this the other day. Three types of mask wearers, because this has become a kind of new status symbol of conformity. You've got older people who are genuinely at risk, fair enough. Then you've got people who've been so terrorized by this constant bombardment of death statistics and media hysteria about coronavirus that they think that I'm sure some of them actually think that they can catch it just by walking outside and that COVID-19 is literally circulating everywhere in the air. You've got that category of people who've been so terrified. Then you've got this other category, and I've noticed, they want to feel smug in their obedience. It's like, who can conform? Who can jump the highest when the government asks them to the most?
Oh, yeah,
they broadcast how much better they are than you. And they don't even social distance, Andrew. If you're in the supermarket, the people wearing masks think they can ignore this social distancing stuff because they're of a higher class. Have you noticed this?
Everyone I've seen with a mask is constantly playing with it as well. I thought we weren't supposed to touch our face. They're constantly adjusting it around their nose, putting it on, taking it off. It's just they're trying to advertise to the world what a dork they are. I'm a nerd and I do everything the government says. Listen, the World Health Organization did not identify this virus in its infancy. The virus has been around for a long time. It's already spread everywhere. It doesn't affect most people. And if it does affect you, you go to the hospital. That's the end of it. And the whole world is insanity. I cannot believe this has happened. We must live in some kind of simulation, Paul. How is the whole world turned off? There's not even a huge mortality rate. You'd expect for a virus that would shut down the world, I expected a zombie apocalypse. There's nothing like that. It's absolutely nothing like this. It's insane. And there's two countries, Belarus and Sweden. Sweden I've already been to. Belarus I'm trying to go to in the next 3 days. Where nothing's closed and everyone's fine. Imagine working a job and imagine having your life savings destroyed or your company destroyed in the name of a virus where there's other countries proving in real time that the lockdown is a bullshit. It's absolutely insane. I don't know what's going on. I think it's just a power grab wrapped up with the common cold. That's all it is.
It's incredible. I mean, we were told, and I've mentioned this before, we needed these social distancing lockdown measures for a period of 6 to 8 weeks to get back to the new normal. Now they're saying, no, forget about that. You're never going to get back to normal. This is the new normal. They're talking about drone surveillance to enforce social distancing. They're talking about putting markings on the pavement so you have to stay 2 meters away from everybody. Literally filling the street with more street furniture, more signs telling you what you can and can't do. This won't even work, as I've said, in airports and trains because it's practically impossible. This is going to lead to the increasing atomization of society. What's the real agenda behind these draconian measures? Is it just so they can reintroduce it on a whim and use it as a to impose a de facto prison camp where we're all literally walking around in pods?
Absolutely. When's the last time a government has taken power under the guise of safety and given the power back? Ever. When has that ever happened? When is the last time a government said, oh, we just need to spy on your emails for a little while. We just need to chat your phone for a little while. Oh, we just need to censor your speech for a little while. Oh, we just need to make sure you don't say hateful things for a little while. But in the future, we're going to go back. Never. Every single thing they introduce, they keep forever. And the reason they're saying we may have to go back at any point is so they can press a button at any point in the future, get everyone else locked inside their house again. You have to understand the people who are in charge of the world, the elites, are beyond money. They don't care about money. They print money on demand. Money doesn't matter to them. They have no problem destroying an economy and bankrupting millions and millions of people. It doesn't bother them. They're ultra-trillionaires. They own banks. They own the food and the air and the water. They don't care about any of this. The one thing they want more of isn't money. It's power. And this has given them the perfect excuse to tell everyone to stay in their house, otherwise face severe consequence. This is a power grab, and they're never going to give the power back. Ever. It's insanity.
And you talk about the new normal here with the power grab. The new standard now for social media censorship, and this was introduced first by YouTube, now Twitter and Facebook have basically followed suit. The new standard for you being banned on social media is questioning authorities. That's it. And who's an authority? Anyone who they say is, despite the fact that trust in mainstream media is at a record low and nobody trusts these authorities anyway. To the point where they had two licensed professional doctors giving a 1.5-hour, calm, collected lecture on COVID-19, 5 million-plus views on YouTube, they yanked the video. Now, it doesn't even make sense. It got 5 million views. That would have tailed off. Most people would have watched it by that point. It got bumped up into the news once again because of the reason that they censored it. Now, if they start censoring stuff, that's going to make people believe it even more, no?
Now, that's what's completely crazy about these authority figures. The companies and the organizations that they say are authoritarian and they're completely correct and you cannot disagree with them. Of all the organizations, before this whole COVID nonsense, before this virus, of all the organizations I thought that may be at least capable, I would have assumed it'd be the World Health Organization. Because the idea is very simple. There's no bipartisan, there's no conservative liberal. It's just doctors around the world who want to keep people alive. But it turns out they're incompetent. It turns out they get everything wrong. You have doctors from all around the world who can't even sit there and deal with the common cold in a very simple, different form without lying about whether it spreads from person to person and sending all these lies out. So they're completely media controlled and they're completely a puppet. If the World Health Organization are puppets and they're at the whims of the elite billionaires who are trying to control the world, then nothing's safe. Then any authority you can possibly name is nothing but propaganda. Before the virus, I would not have believed how deceptive the World Health Organization would be on purpose. Look at their track record on this virus. They've got every single thing wrong. These are the doctors, and they've got everything wrong from start to finish. Constantly flip-flopping their everything they're told to say to keep people scared and in their house. It's fake news.
And these are the bodies that you're not allowed to question. Literally caught covering up the spread of coronavirus for China, covering up for China, and silencing their own doctors who were in the WHO meeting saying, we need to tell countries to close their borders. WHO said no. Those are the trusted authorities that you're not allowed to question, even though, as you say, they got it completely wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks who never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, then forestore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Take talking about coronavirus. Now, of course, Andrew, a favorite topic of mine is TikTok nurse dancing videos. We've seen these for the past 2 months. They don't seem to be stopping. They even had one a few days ago where the nurses were carrying a mock corpse with COVID-19 written on it. They're wearing PPE, which we were told was dangerously low on stock and couldn't be misused. We were told the hospitals would be overwhelmed. Turns out that in the UK, acute hospital beds are 4 times emptier than normal. They're closing down some of these overspill hospitals because they've never been used. But they all have time to dance around and make TikTok videos. What does it say about how desperate you need to be for internet clout? and the state of narcissism in Western society that this is what we're seeing.
I cannot imagine anything more disrespectful to the people who are dying in hospital of something else. Forget COVID. You have a heart attack, you go to the hospital, you die. Are you telling me, and then doctors and nurses are doing this? Are you telling me there is not a single activity they could participate in at their place of work which would be more likely to save a life than making a TikTok video? This is more than just a waste of time. It's absolutely disrespectful to the people who are there with life-threatening conditions outside of this virus that we all talk about. These people should be reprimanded severely. If I was in charge, every single person I was caught doing a stupid dance would be fired on the spot. If there's ever a time in your life to take a job seriously, it's during a global pandemic. I mean, as a doctor or nurse, you should probably take your job seriously pretty much every day. But during a global pandemic, which is being advertised as saying that the world's going to turn into a war zone and everyone's losing their jobs, that's probably a pretty good time to take your job relatively seriously and not dance around like a fool. All of these people should be fired instantly. This does nothing but destroy confidence. Paul, would you trust any of those people to operate on your heart or your brain? I'm asking you a direct question after watching their TikTok. It destroys confidence in the healthcare system. Why are we paying such ridiculous taxes in the UK getting destroyed to fund an NHS, which every single year they have to put more and more tax on for us to fund, for these people to run around and make stupid videos? This is beyond a joke. It's beyond a joke. They should put me in charge of
the NHS. Of course, Andrew, we've been told, Andrew, you can't trust them. These are the new heroes. How dare you insult them? They're just letting off steam. Then you had actual family members of cancer victims saying, hang on, we can't even get into hospital to get chemotherapy, to get screenings for cancer. But there's plenty of time for them to dance around in TikTok videos. You've had doctors come out now and nurses. I featured one in my recent video. They're questioning this. So now that, you know, family members of cancer victims, actual doctors are questioning it, hopefully it'll subside. It shows no signs of subsiding so far. Talk about this Professor Lockdown, though. I talked about this earlier. The very guy in the UK responsible for being the architect of this policy, this lockdown policy, he claimed, based on his model, which has been completely discredited, 500,000 people would die in the UK if we didn't do what he said and lock down. The British government reversed its position based on his discredited model, locked down the entire country. We're still in lockdown. We're being told, oh, we might let you out for a picnic in 3 weeks. This guy behind the entire program gets caught having his mistress, who is married with 2 kids, visit him. Now he's resigned. What does it say about people who are so serious by emphasizing the need for compliance, but then they act in a totally non-compliant manner?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Horny. I heard about Mr. Horny. This dude should do jail time. He shut the whole country down. Why is he not going to jail? He lied to the government, shut the country down, ruined millions of lives, and he gets to run around with his, I don't want to say that on live on InfoWars, with his desires, and he's not facing jail time. This is a typical example of why you should never believe what the elite say. I will take coronavirus seriously when the elites take it seriously. This guy, the man who's in charge of the fake computer model, he's not concerned, so I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned about rich billionaires buying beachfront property. When they stop buying beachfront property and start trying to buy all the houses on top of mountains, I'll care. But until then, I don't care, because there's nothing else but scaremongering and a power grab. That's all it is. This guy should do jail time instantly. Resigning's not enough. The worst thing about these computer models, I can come up with a computer model for anything. The numbers you put in dictates what comes out. I can type in random numbers to come up with a model. It doesn't mean anything. England could have actually, for once in its life, in recent history, did the right thing and for once made me semi-proud to be British, left the country open like Sweden did, reach herd immunity, and prove that a country that just has a bit of common sense could continue to function and the health system will continue to look after the people who need to be looked after. But instead, they reversed everything based on, like you said, the recommendation of Mr. Horny, who was running around breaking his own rules. Do not listen to the elites, because they don't listen. When the rich people stop flying on private jets and buying houses on the beach, care about climate change. When Mr. Horny starts staying in his house, locked up, scared to do news interviews, then you can worry about coronavirus. Until then, it's nothing but propaganda and a bid to control ordinary people.
It's interesting because the government reversed that policy. They were originally going to go with a Sweden-type policy. They reversed the policy based on this guy's fear-mongering. And as a result of that, they terrorized the British population to such a degree that even now, a majority of people, according to the most recent polls, don't want this lockdown to even end. There was a poll which said, I think 60% wanted the government to close the parks, the only place basically that we're allowed to go, because they were terrorized so much by this propaganda. Absolutely incredible. And the guy behind it all is the first one to violate his own lockdown laws. Absolutely incredible. And in fact, this mistress, this 38-year-old woman who is married with two children and has an open marriage, and that means, you know what it means. Interesting that she would be at the center of this. She did a podcast 24 hours after visiting Professor Pantsdown and Professor Lockdown, in which she complained that the lockdown was putting a strain on her marriage while she was literally visiting the guy, having an affair with the guy responsible for the lockdown. How's that for irony?
Mr. Lockdown looks like a nerd, and there's certain levels of nerdity I will tolerate. But if you show his face again, there is no need to look like this unless you're trying to project something. He looks like this to try and project to the world that he's smart. He's decided to look like a geek and a dork for his entire human life so everyone can look at him and think, oh, he's a nerd, but he might be smart with his stupid little glasses. Now we know he doesn't know anything. He can't control his urges when he's running around trying to have adulterous sex. He should go to jail.
Absolutely incredible. Now, we've got a couple of minutes left here, Tate. Just tell people about, you know, what people should do in the last 3 weeks of lockdown, money, fitness, mindset, and some of the projects that you've got going on right now.
Absolutely. I think the one good thing about the lockdown is it's been a good chance for people, if they've used the time correctly, to sit and reset and understand something. The government doesn't care about you. Your job doesn't really care about you. It's all about you, and you have to find a way to fend for yourself. And I think that hopefully there'll be a good mentality and mindset change amongst people when they see that when stuff really hits the fan and things really get hard, the only person going to be able to count on is yourself and the people around you. I think that's one of the good things that could have possibly come out from the lockdown. So CobraTate.com, I have a lot of courses on there. I explain a lot of things, how to make money, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll help you. You can go check out the website, message the live chat, and they'll talk everything through. I won't talk about it too much here. But certainly from a mentality standpoint and a financial standpoint, there's a lot of people who realize just how fragile they are. And this is a good chance to change that, because once something bad starts happening, it never fixed. This lockdown thing, it's something we've never seen before in our lives, and it's going to be something we're going to start seeing more and more often. It's another tool. So if you're struggling now in the lockdown, let me tell you this. It's going to come again. It's coming back. So you better prepare for it. So if you're sitting there going, if I could just get through the lockdown and get back to work, the lockdown's coming back. It's all going to come back. This is another tool now. They're going to use another thumbscrew to punish the ordinary citizen as for living a life outside of their billionaire circle. So prepare yourself and be ready. That's all I can say.
All right, CobraTate.com. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
There goes Andrew Tate, number one G. We're going to be back in the next segment. Talk about Germany's coronavirus death rate. 10 times lower than official figures show. This is after Angela Merkel came out and said that 53 million Germans would be infected with it, and it would have a death rate of something in line with WHO's 3.4%. Once again, total lies. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back for the final segment before I get back into some more breaking news stories. In fact, an update on Professor Pantsdown. I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com where we have the ultimate krill oil. And this is if you want to boost or swap out your current fish oil with a powerful new formula. It is the ultimate krill oil from InfoWars Life. It's available right now for a whopping 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's $29.95. Select the auto ship option and you get a further 10% discount. We also have some of the other great products, including the InfoWars Protein Bar, which again is a chunky protein bar, absolutely delicious. I've got some of those myself. And of course, Turbo Force, the energy drink, which is absolutely a game changer, really, really powerful, gives you great clarity, concentration. I need some of that right now. Having done a 2-hour show, it's available again at discount at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force energy drink, get that today. Bodies as well, the whole body joint support product available at discount at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have a bunch of other great products, including apparel, clothing, everything you could need right there at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support the network. We need it more than ever by getting the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, back to the news. BBC reports coronavirus Neil Ferguson asked Professor Pants down to face no police action for undermining lockdown. Well, what a surprise. Despite the fact that police have handed out probably now thousands of fines for the ordinary plebs who have broken the lockdown laws, Professor Neil Ferguson will not face police action after he accepted making an error of judgment by breaching social distancing rules by having his mistress, the mother of two children, visit him for his sordid little affair. Scotland Yard said Professor Ferguson's behaviour was plainly disappointing, but ruled out issuing a fine. Not even going to get a fine. Force said he had taken responsibility. All right, so if you break the law and say, oh, I'm sorry, I take responsibility, then you're immune, apparently. Professor Ferguson said he regretted undermining social distancing rules. So again, police have said they're not going to take any further action. Nothing whatsoever will happen to him. They're not even going to give him a £60 fine for breaking his own lockdown law that led to the shutdown of the economy of the entire country. Meanwhile, Black Mirror creator not working on season 6 because we already feel depressed. This is Charlie Brooker, who in fact, I've got a friend who writes with Charlie Brooker, and he said he believes humanity could use a bleakness break. Of course, if you haven't seen it, Black Mirror is a TV series which basically portrays the world as a high-tech dystopia. And the longer it goes on, the further the world actually edges closer to being exactly like the world portrayed in his series. He's revealed to the UK's Radio Times he's not currently working on writing season 6 of Netflix Emmy-winning series because we've already found ourselves plunged into a nightmarish dystopia like those explored in his shows. So he's not writing that because the world is becoming too similar to the dystopian hellscape portrayed in his fictional series. Meanwhile, Mayor of Nice calls for health passports giving citizens permission to travel. Mayor of Nice has called for citizens to be required to carry health passports if they wish to travel. This, again, is similar to the immunity ID cards that the German government is talking about, which, again, creates an added layer of bureaucracy of regulation needing government permission to travel. Of course, when the vaccine rolls out, which we've been told will be in about a year or so's time, maybe those ID cards will say whether you've had the vaccine or not. And if you haven't had the vaccine, well, maybe no traveling for you. Absolutely incredible. Video. Senator Cotton says China should provide evidence to disprove coronavirus lab leak. This is Senator Tom Cotton who said Tuesday the onus is on China to produce evidence that will dispute the global intelligence assessment that there is a high possibility the coronavirus could have leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Of course, the bat that they say the coronavirus emerged out of is the horseshoe bat, according to the studies, which was not sold at the Wuhan wet market. So how could it have come from a horseshoe bat if it came from the wet market when that bat was not present? Where it was present is at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, just a coincidence. Appearing on Fox News, Cotton said all of the evidence, albeit circumstantial, points directly at those labs. Of course, Trump has harped on this time and time again. The media still comes out almost every day and says, there's no evidence it came from the lab. The same media that said it was racist to say it came out of the wet market because saying that Chinese people eat weird things and drink bat soup is racist. So you can't say it came from the meat market because that's racist. You can't say it came from the lab because it's a conspiracy theory. Where did it come from? Anywhere but China, according to them. Because now they're the de facto Communist Party state media. Ted Cruz says Hollywood is complicit in Chinese censorship, introduces bill to restrict production. Senator Ted Cruz has introduced legislation that would see Hollywood productions severely limited if they're found to be bowing to Chinese censors. Of course, for years, for probably over 10 years now, Hollywood films have had to be edited to remove things that offend the Chinese government so that they then can be played and sold in the lucrative Chinese market, to the point that there was a movie last year about Freddie Mercury of Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, where they had to delete all the scenes which referenced the fact that Freddie Mercury was gay. Now, that's like 20% of the movie. Whatever your beliefs or standpoint on homosexuality are, that's like 20% of what the movie's based on. They had to cut out all of that to sell it in China. Now Ted Cruz has introduced a bill to try and roll some of that back. because, again, China is increasingly controlling U.S. culture, and now U.S. academia, U.S. universities now shutting down arms of China's propaganda machine. Another U.S. university has announced it's shutting down its Confucius Institute, the organization which is overseen by the Chinese Ministry of Education, amid charges that the cultural exchange programs are being used by the communist state to indoctrinate Americans and spread Chinese propaganda. The University of California, Davis is the latest of a string of universities to act the Confucius Institute after heightened concerns among U.S. officials that China is abusing the program. So it started off as a program to teach people Chinese recipes, Chinese cooking. Then it became Chinese culture. Now it's Chinese language, and it's obviously meant to subvert, infiltrate the U.S. education system, which, as we've seen, is not that hard to do if you've got a hard left agenda. Information Liberation reports. Researcher on verge of making very significant coronavirus findings shot in the head. Just a coincidence. A Twitter user evidently predicted this would happen over a month ago, and that tweet is included in the article. NBC News reports a medical researcher said to be on the verge of making very significant coronavirus findings was shot to death over the weekend in Pennsylvania. Bing Liu, 37, a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, was found dead Saturday inside a home in Ross Township, north of Pittsburgh. He'd been shot in the head. An hour after his body was discovered, a second person was found dead inside a car less than a mile away. Investigators believe the second person killed Liu before returning to his car, where he died of self-inflicted gunshot wound. The guy who was killed was working on a cure for coronavirus. Very interesting coincidence there. We have people being arrested for cutting people's hair. We covered that earlier in the show. We covered media staging earlier in the show. Sweden, of course, this is out of the Spectator. Sweden tames its R number without lockdown. As I've explained, Sweden did not lock down its entire economy. They merely trusted their citizens to engage in personal social distancing, which they did. Now they have herd immunity almost. They haven't locked down their economy. People aren't going to die because of related reasons of poverty. And now Sweden has been the world's COVID-19 outlier, pursuing social distancing but rejecting mandatory lockdown. And the article goes through the fact that the R rate is the same or lower than it is in the UK, which did lock down its entire economy. The death rate in Sweden is lower per capita than the UK's death rate, again, despite the fact that it followed diametrically opposite policy. The virus is shown to be spreading far faster in Sweden, not because the mortality trends are significantly different, but because no full lockdown has been ordered so far. So what did this imply for Sweden? Imperial did not translate the graph. They're talking about the UK model, of course. And they found that the latest figure for Sweden is 2,680 deaths, despite the fact that the initial model, based on the fact that Sweden didn't shut down, said that there'd be 40,000 COVID deaths in Sweden by May 1st and 100,000 by June. Didn't happen. They did have a higher death rate than other Scandinavian countries, but it was only 2,680 when this article was written. Their policy worked. They didn't destroy their economy. They didn't kill tens of hundreds of thousands of people. And now they can get back on track. They got it right. We got it drastically wrong. War Room coming up. Don't go away. Summit.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.